Leave Your Excuses After the Beep, a podcast created for anyone who has ever used an excuse to not do something that you said you would. Does this sound familiar?
From busy, overworked, stressed out moms to thriving moms, wives, and health coaches, Kitty Clemens and Kyla McComas are Midwest moms who are breaking down excuses and empowering others to do the same.
Listen in to hear which of our excuses we break down next. I'm Kyla McComas.
And I'm Kitty Clemens.
Well, everyone, welcome to another episode of our year two, right, Kitty? Is this our year, start of our year two of podcasting?
Yes, episode 53. Here we are. I guess we have to decide if we're going to keep just going up in numbers or start a second season.
I like the second season because of just I love seasons of TV shows and stuff like that, you know? It just makes me feel cool.
But it could be the episodes that just go on forever and ever.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure it out. We might have to recreate our image a little bit.
Ooh, we get to see each other soon. You know, it's our birthdays this next month. And we're really excited. And we're really excited about this topic, too. I'm sure Kitty is just jumping for joy about it. But I have some really good thoughts when I go on my walks, I feel like, or something just clicks and you're how do you put that together in words? And I just love it because Kitty can always put my thoughts into words. I say a couple things and then she does her thing and makes it make sense. And that's what she did. So our topic today is weight loss. If you have to do it, you're oh, I'm part of that crowd, or yes, I've done so many bad things to my body and this is the repercussions. There's so much negativity around it. And that's where we want to come in and be I don't think it should be that way. I think we should flip the switch on that, right? How can we turn that around? So continue on with that, Kitty.
Yeah. So this whole stigma of weight loss, I think is a good way to look at it. We know, we've both experienced that whole concept of how weight loss has completely transformed our lives, essentially. I mean, and not that it was just the weight loss, right? But weight loss is a very important step. It was the launching pad. It was what got the ball rolling so that we could begin to identify as healthier people, to experience life not on the sidelines, but in action, chasing our kids around and actually wanting to go and be active participants, not, napping or sleeping or being miserable about how we feel or, there's lots of things that weight loss has offered in terms of opportunities in the long-term view of health and living a healthier lifestyle. I think it's kind of ridiculous to think that you can live a healthy, quote unquote, healthy lifestyle in a chronic state of obesity. Mm. That doesn't, that's an oxymoron. It's I mean, you can do healthy things, but if you're not at a healthy weight or an optimal weight for your body type and habitus, you're ultimately, compromising your, your physical health, your physical well-being with that. So I don't know. I think that's something that has always, kind of resonated with me because I may not have thought that I was unhealthy, quote unquote, before I lost weight. I thought I was just, I was just a tired mom. This is just how moms are supposed to feel, right? You're supposed to be exhausted. You're supposed to, be carrying around your baby weight for years. You're supposed to, drop everything for your kids and never do anything for yourself because that's selfish. Who has time for that? You're supposed to take time at night to binge watch, your TV shows, because that's the only time of day you get to watch your shows. Like, that's a rite of passage as a mom. Or drink wine before bed, because that's what helps you relax and fall asleep at night. Like, all of these things that seemed like they were just part of the script of life, yet really they were not helping any facet of this healthier lifestyle. And what I now know could have been a completely different outlook for me, not only as a mom, but as a wife, as just as a person, as a human being who could function in a better light, you know, or to just be healthier. And I feel like that also has a huge shift with our mindset and mental health and all of the things that go along with that. So that was kind of a tangent, just a smidge.
No, but it's so true. And like you said, the added weight does so much to your body, you know, knee pressure, you could get blood clots, you could get all those things that come into play with extra fat on your body. And we could go on with all the things that could happen. So with that, I was kind of thinking when I was going on this walk was, if you know my story, 5 years ago, I just had twins. And I was at like a very just struggling place in my life because what Kitty mentioned already, no energy, couldn't keep up with my older child at the time and trying to get enough sleep and, you know, nurse and all that stuff with twins. And it was Kitty that posted something about her journey. And I can tell you right now that her journey wasn't the things that I am working on now. Her journey was that she lost weight and that she was a working mom and all this stuff. So it really resonated with me, right? But I said to Kitty earlier today, I said that if she would have posted that, hi, like, come join me because I'm working on my mindset, like, and you can lose weight with that, I would have probably been like, no, like peace. Like, I need something tangible. I need to see something. I need to know that weight loss is 100% going to happen for me. And I took it as like a negative at that time because I was so, you know, negative in my life. Like, I just had no energy and working multiple jobs and all that stuff. So I reached out to Kitty because of her weight loss. And then of course I got to experience that too, where I, you know, lost the 50 pounds and now started creating these other habits that weight loss was just that kickstart to all these things. But I can tell you right now, if I didn't lose weight, my mindset wasn't going to be there because if I'm not seeing weight loss here, like, I'm going to be, this is right. Not working for me. Just like the gym. Like,
yeah.
If I don't see it, I'm like, bye. Like, like peace out. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah. You have to meet people, you have to meet people where they are, and you have to figure out what's going to be a motivating factor for them and where is their like degree of readiness to make a change. And most of us know that we're not at a healthy weight. I mean, I did. I knew I had been trying to do things for a long time. Mm-hmm. Lose a few pounds, find it right back. Lose a few pounds, find it right back. Like, never found anything sustainable because I was never actually changing any of my habits. And sure, like, it, you can lose weight, but you're going to put it right back on if you're not continuing to embrace all of the facets that go along with that healthy lifestyle. And you have to put yourself in the right environment, put yourself in the right surroundings that are going to help support you to do that. Otherwise, you're going to just continue to repeat what you've done forever and ever. And it's okay if weight loss is something that you've attempted in the past and you've failed at. It doesn't mean that it's still not important and that it's still not something that you should strive for. Does that make sense? Like, just because it's not something that you've been super successful with in the past, or maybe you were successful, then you gained your weight back and now you're finding yourself right back where you were and you haven't changed anything. Like, it's okay to recognize that. You just have more experience now as to what, you know, what not to do or what to avoid when you're on that path, or you're able to take a step back and identify and see the things that were maybe things that were setbacks for you, or areas that were a struggle. Was it outside stressors? Was it a job that, you know, kept you stuck? Was it just a really crazy time in life with tiny little kids that allowed you no sleep? Was it whatever? I mean, maybe you had a physical injury or something that you were limited with your physical movement and exercise. Like, there's so many factors that play into things that I feel like a lot of us quit and give up before we actually give ourselves an opportunity to find and see the success. And as much as weight loss is important, I know that whole instant gratification thing is like, it's just part of our society. Like, we want to know that the effort that we're putting in is seeing, or that we're seeing that as an output somewhere. And so I feel like sometimes we're blind to the progress that we're making, where someone from outside can look in and see that there's changes. You know, outside people can identify, like, you know, like, you are handling things way more maturely now than you did before, or you have a level head with this, or you're way more patient with some of the things that would have completely stressed you out before. And notice, guilty. None of those have anything to do with weight loss. Like, it's not, oh, you look slimmer in those jeans kind of thing, because weight loss is just the beginning. It's the outside recognition of the changes that you're seeing from a whole body, whole mind perspective that are going to help you to keep things off and continue to strive to work towards that. But we don't see that in ourselves. So we have to seek that from outside, and no one wants to do that. Like, I'm not going to just walk up to somebody and be like, hey, can you tell me, can you, have you noticed a change? But as a coach, when somebody, you know, partners with us as coaches, that's what we do. We help people to see things from the outside, from a different perspective, to look at it from that whole body, whole mind perspective and be like, you may not think that things are changing because it's not like something you've seen in the past, or it's not as fast as something that you would expect. But you have to look at the reality of the situation and, you know, be realistic with what it is that you're trying to make changes in, and allow somebody else to kind of pour into you and offer their perspective on, or even just their encouragement on what it is that they're seeing you change and do, and the progress that you're making.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, it totally does. I can relate 100% to that, because I can tell a lot, even just within myself, but even when I ask you or Justin or whatever, of just like how things have improved. You know, at first, yes, I was all about this is great, I've lost 20, 30 pounds, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it's really what's happening now. Like, you know, I have, you know, two examples. One was before, when my kids would, you know, irritate me or do something, you know, like they do, I would snap immediately. And now it's like, I give them a couple chances, or I try to talk it through with them, or I have a little more patience. And I even feel it where I'm like, wow, I didn't snap on them so fast or so quickly this time. And I even asked Justin before, like, I'm just like, hey, like, what, have you seen those changes, or, you know, whatever. And he's like, you know, trying to be nice because he doesn't want to to make me, like, he doesn't want to talk negative about me. And but he always says, like, yes, I actually have seen those, and it's great. And then the other side is I've used this example before, was, and Kitty and I, again, we're just talking about this, was I, not too long ago, I gained some weight, doing strength training, and I wasn't ever expecting that because I was like, I've never made it this far. I don't know what to expect. I didn't think that, you know, certain parts would gain a lot of weight, you know, all these things. And so immediately when I found out that I gained some weight, I went right to my head and I was like, what is happening? I feel like I'm eating good. I feel like, you know, I'm working out, you know, the list can go on. And it wasn't for a, you know, I have a coach who just happens to be my best friend, but also my trainer too was like, saying these things like calm down, like let's narrow it down. Let's check, you know, all the boxes, making sure everything was, you know, going right. And both of them in their ways talked me out of like, not talked me out in a bad way, but just was like, dude, Kyla, like calm down. there's other factors, and like, you don't need to quit strength training. You don't need to quit like doing these things because you don't know what's happening. And then it turns out that I go and do my in-body testing, and it was a lot of positive things. It was like, I gained a massive amount of muscle. I gained like maybe a half pound or a pound of, you know, fat, which, you know, we can all work on that. Like, but it was like the exercise was working, and here I wasn't going to see it, and I wasn't seeing it. I was being negative, and I was going to give up on something because it was showing me negative stuff, just me, you know, physically. And, but that's what happens. Like, if it wasn't for working on my mindset, working on positive thinking, you know, getting that caca out of your head, talking to your coach, talking to your friend, like I would have, my surroundings are so much more positive that I'm in such a different place. So what I was, I guess, trying to say is that like before, it would have been like this whole negative thing, I would have quit. And here I am doing this whole yo-yo thing, going back, trying something else or whatever would have happened. But now it's like, it's so important to obviously get to your healthy weight, but not think that weight is like a total bad thing, and, you know, grow and work and learn and develop a positive mindset. That's going to be the rest of our life, right, Kitty?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyways, yes. So it's, yeah. But if it wasn't for the weight loss that got me to the other macro habits that I've learned through, you know, these past, you know, years and stuff like that, I would be a totally different person.
Yeah, if you hadn't had that weight loss, you would have never found yourself in a position where you felt confident enough to start a strength training program and commit to that for an entire year and then start to see the effects of that. But that was something that you hadn't experienced before. So that whole concept of working towards strength and muscle growth versus like tiny and little, right? Like we strove for so long to like feel like, oh, we should be smaller. Where I think weight loss has that negative stigma with it in that regard too. Like people just want to be little. Well, there comes a point where there's a difference between like little to the point of like vanity or whatever, but who am I to tell you that you can't feel good about yourself and want to strive for to be a, you know, a lower weight. But I mean, I'm all about healthy weight and then optimizing your health by incorporating all of these healthy habits, which include well-rounded, balanced nutrition, not restricting, you know, total food groups and things like that, adequate hydration, having exercise, both cardio and strength, and having some degree of both of those. incorporating a healthy community, having those people that are supportive and having healthy, positive relationships and knowing how to handle stressors and obstacles, because this is life. Life, just when you think you have things figured out, something's going to come along and pull the rug out from underneath you. And if you are not prepared with all of these things, or have not at least worked on how to develop these habits, you're going to go right back to where you were. And the first thing you're going to do is shut yourself off from all the people that had been supportive, because that's what we do. We become recluse. We hide, you know, we gain a little weight and we're like, oh no, we're so ashamed, and we hide. And that's not healthy. Like,
no,
it's not helpful, no. Not helpful. So just acknowledge that none of us are perfect. We are not going to, you know, it's not like we're never, ever going to have a desire to lose weight again, because we have the tools in place that are going to help us to maintain a healthy weight wherever that is for us. And different phases of your life are going to dictate different measures for that. But the fact that a lot of influencers and people out there are, you know, stigmatizing this whole concept of losing weight as something that's negative, we don't agree with that, because I truly feel like it is the catalyst that gets people on the right track when they have the right support. And that's like everything, right? I mean, everybody has a little bit different means of how they interpret things, but when you set yourself up with the right support, with the right intentions on weight loss and what that's going to bring to your life potentially, then I mean, I think it's a necessary thing for a lot of people, especially when, what's the statistic? 74 million Americans are obese and overweight, and that number is set to be astronomically larger, no pun intended, by 2030. So within 6 years. It's
even sooner, you know, at this rate. Yeah. And it's getting scary. And that's where, yeah, we want to, you know, change that. That's what we're here for, you know, and help striving.
Here to help. Yeah.
Yeah. So all in all, we want to help end the stigma on weight loss being negative, and putting in that in your head of like, no, weight loss is just going to help me. I mean, it helped Kitty and it helped me. And I know we've helped hundreds of other people, but like, if it wasn't for that, they wouldn't be where they're at right now, or we wouldn't even be where we're at right now, or even, you know, the other people that have utilized, you know, our program or, you know, somebody else. It's like, I bet you that it all started with a weight loss, you know, and even though people don't realize that we also help people gain weight if they need to, and other, you know, situations or health concerns, but it's crazy. It's crazy that it all, 90% of it all started with weight loss. I'm like the happiest now, because I lost the 50 pounds.
Right. <You know?
laughs> And it's like, this is great, you know? And if I didn't have that story, not saying I need the weight loss story now, but if I didn't have it, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Like, it would
be, it's part of your journey. I mean, it's a very real. You can't just pluck that out and pretend it didn't happen, because that was a very, I mean,
crucial, yeah,
start crucial connect. Component of the start to this journey. So if you are listening to this and curious about healthy ways to lose weight, sustain that, and create a healthy support system for yourself, reach out. We would be more than happy to just share how, you know, what the resources that we used were and how we've been able to keep it up for the last number of years now. So,
well, thank you.
On that note, thanks for listening in, and we will see you next week in our season 2, episode 2.
Can't wait.